Hello, would you like to hear a story from Grandma? Well, put on your listening ears, because here we go. Once upon a time, there was a little boy and a little girl. One day, their mommy came home from work and said, "You guys will never guess what we just found out." "What, Mommy?" said the little boy. What? Said the little girl. "You know, our cousins." "Yes, Mommy, our cousins. Some of our cousins," Mommy said, "have puppies." "Puppies, Mommy?" said the little boy. Puppies, said the little girl. She was so excited. "Puppies?" And Mommy said, "Yes, they have 6 puppies. And I talked to your daddy, and he said we can go visit them. Aren't you guys excited?" "Oh, we're so excited, Mommy," said the little boy. So, the day came when they got to go visit the puppies. They all packed their little suitcases. The little girl had her little suitcase. They were going to be spending the night, so she would need, and everyone, in fact, would need, you know, pajamas and clothes for the next day. They were only spending one night, though. So Mommy checked and made sure the little girl had everything she needed. She did. Mommy checked the little boy. Oh, little boy forgot his socks. So she put socks in, but otherwise a pretty good job. And Daddy got his, and Mommy got hers. Off they went in the car. Oh boy, they put the kids in the car seat, and the little boy said, "I'm so excited. Mommy, how many kinds of puppies are there? Are there a lot of puppies? Who else has puppies?" He was so curious about the puppies. And the little girl was saying, yeah. What kind of puppies? So, you know what they learned on Sesame Street? Look it up. So Mommy got her phone. She looked up some stuff on puppies, and she held up the phone, and the two kids saw some videos. They saw, Mommy said, "These are German Shepherd puppies, and these are little Chihuahua puppies, and these are, and lots of different kinds. There are so many different kinds of doggies out there." So, well, you know what the little boy said. "What kind are we gonna see?" And Mommy said, "I'm gonna show you. These German Shepherd puppies are the ones we're going to see. Now, your cousin, or your auntie, I mean, excuse me, your auntie sent us pictures of the puppies." "She did," said the little girl. "Uh-huh. And you haven't showed us, Mommy?" "Yeah, Mommy. How come you haven't showed us?" "Well, because I wanted to do it on the car ride. That's why." "Okay. Well, what do you got?" So, Mommy holds up the first picture, and the puppies are real dark black, and their little tiny ears and their eyes are not open, and their little paws have little claws on the end of them, and they have little tails, and they just wiggle a little bit, and they just drink their mommy's milk, drink their mommy, all 6 of them. And there's a runt. "A runt? What's a runt?" said the little boy. "Well, the runt is usually the last one born of the puppies. They call it the litter of puppies. And typically, I mean, usually they're smaller. They're small. And sometimes the bigger puppies push that little one out of the way because they're stronger to get mommy's milk. So, oh, that's not nice," said the little girl. "Poor puppy. Does this one have a runt?" "Well, apparently we do," said Mommy. "We have a runt in the litter, and it's a little girl doggy. Your auntie checked, and we have 3 little girls and 3 little boy puppies." "Wow," said the little boy. "Okay, do you have any other pictures? What do they look like? So she went to the next picture. And their little ears were a little bit bigger. Some of the puppies had one eye open. And the little girl said, "Mommy, how come their eyes don't open?" Well, Mommy said, "It just takes a little time as the puppies get a little bit bigger, and then they open their eyes. But right now, all they do is eat and sleep, and their mommy cleans up their poop, and that's all they do right now. They're just trying to grow and eat and sleep." Okay, so the little girl. "Okay," said the little boy. "Okay, what do you have next?" So next, Mommy showed a picture, and the puppy's ears had gotten a lot bigger, and all the eyes were open, and they had their little tongues hanging out. Oh, they were cute with their little floppy ears and their little tails. One of the pictures had the puppy chewing on his ear. They were chewing on each other, and oh boy, it looked so cute. Wow! Everybody was very excited. So they were driving. "Are we there yet?" No, we're not there yet." "Okay, Mommy. Do you have any other pictures?" "Well, she sent me a video just this morning. She said the puppies are now 6 weeks old. So that means they can leave their mother." "What?" said the little girl. "They can leave their mother?" "Well, puppies don't stay with their mothers forever like people do. Only about 6 weeks, and then they go to their new homes and start their new lives, and maybe then they have puppies, you know, depending." "Mommy, can we have a doggy?" "No, baby, you know we can't have a doggy. We have a fish." "Yes, Mommy, we have our fish, Rod and Trod," said the little boy. "And you get to feed your fish every night." "I get to feed my fish every night. Yes, that's right." "Okay, well, but we're not done." "What do you mean we're not done?" "You know Johnny that lives down the street?" "Well, he's going to buy one of the puppies. And we are picking up the puppy, and we get to bring it home. And he's going to live down the street from us. Isn't that exciting?" "Woo! Well, I want to hold him," said the little girl. "Well, I want to hold him," said the little boy. "Now look, guys, we'll take turns. It may not be safe for you to hold him while we're driving. We'll just have to see how it works out." Oh, it was so exciting. Well, they were driving along, and pretty soon they slowed down and went on this bumpy road, and all these trees everywhere, so beautiful. Oh, and the little boy said, "That's right, I remember this cousin. Oh boy, it's so fun to come out and visit them. Thank you, Mommy, thank you." And the little girl said, thank you, Mommy." And they get there, and they get out of the car, and there's their cousins. Their cousins are three little girls, and their auntie, and their uncle. But uncle's not home right now. He's at work. But auntie and the three little girls come running out. "You're here. You're here." And out of the door comes their big mama doggy, swoosh, running out. And then you hear, "Rip, yip, 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 yip," and the little scratch, scratch. They're trying to get out. "It's the puppies." The little girl said, oh, hi, you guys. They all hug, hug, hug. But that little girl's looking over at the puppies. Puppies, yip, 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 scratching at the door. Oh, the little boy, oh, he hugs there, but they pinch his cheeks. Oh, can he just see the puppies? Oh, boy, finally everybody's done hugging and kissing, and there they go in the house to see the puppies. Oh, it was so exciting. They sat down on the floor. Little puppies were running all over their legs. The little boy laid down, and I don't know why, but all the puppies were chewing on his ear and licking his face. He was giggling. Oh! And the little girl, she laid by him, and all the little puppies, they were soft and cute, and they had big brown eyes, and their little tails were wagging, wagging. Oh, it was fantastic. The little boy and the little girl didn't know that puppies felt like this. And they looked up at their mommy and daddy, and mommy and daddy knew they wanted to have a puppy. It's just that they couldn't where they lived. But the whole family was very excited that someone down the street was going to get a puppy, and maybe they could visit Johnny and visit the puppy. Anyway, the puppies got a little bit tired, so they all crawled up next to their mommy and started drinking their milk. It was so cute. And the little runt, she was small. She was smaller than the other ones. Those three boys were big puppies. They were kind of pushing all the other puppies, rustling, pulling ears. You know how puppies. And And the little girls, you know, two of them were pretty big, and they rustled around with them, chewing on their leg. Oh, those puppies. But the little one had, she stayed off a little bit. She kind of just watched them play, and at least at first. And the little girl and the little boy said, "Wow, how come she's not playing?" And mommy said, she asked Auntie, how come? And Auntie said, "Because she's just a little sleepy right now." And then pretty soon that little runt started closing her eyes, and she fell asleep next to her mommy. And then pretty soon the other ones kind of curled by her. They closed their eyes too. Two of them were still drinking milk though. Boy, they just take their little paws and push on the mommy's belly and suck on her little nipple. Oh, that looks so delicious to the puppies. The little girl said, "Mommy, the puppies love their mother's milk, huh, mommy?" And the little boy said, "Is that right, mommy?" And the mommy said, "Oh, yes, look at them." And then they looked over at the two little puppies who got finished, and the mommy was licking the puppies, their little faces, cleaning them up. And pretty soon the two other ones curled up. One of them crawled up on top of the pile of puppies, but the other one just laid next to them. So six puppies all next to each other, sleeping away. And the mommy laid her head down. And she fell asleep too. So the auntie said, "Okay, now we have to let them rest." Okay. "Now you guys can play with them later." "Oh, this is so fun and exciting," said the little boy and the little girl. And she said, "Well, I've made you guys a lunch. It's pizza. Come on in." Oh, the little boy and the little girl could smell the pizza, and so could mommy and daddy. And it was a beautiful big pizza. And over there she had pudding, chocolate pudding. She said, "If we all eat our pizza, we can have chocolate pudding with whipped cream." And she showed him the can. And it just so happens the little girl loves whipped cream. And so do the other three. In fact, everybody loves whipped cream. And the auntie says, "You know, I know that. That's why I bought two cans." "That's right." And she pulled another can out of the fridge. Woo, everybody's like, "Oh, thank goodness." So the three little cousins, they all sat down. The little boy and the little girl sat down. The mommy, the daddy, and the auntie. And the auntie got a big slice of pizza and sat it down in front of the little boy. And a big slice for the little girl, and the same for her three little girls. And then everybody else got the rest of the pizza, two slices each. So, oh, it was so good. Then they had yummy drinks, juice drinks, and they got choices. They could either have grape or raspberry. So the little boy looked at the little girls, and the little girls, "I don't like grape. I want raspberry. I want grape. I want grape." And the little boy said, "Can I have some of both, please? I'd very much like to try both of them." And mommy looked at the auntie, and the auntie looked at the mommy, and she said, "Of course, you can try both." And so everybody, all the little girls, all four of them, "I want to try them both too." So turns out auntie had some little cups, little paper cups. So she put two paper cups in front of each little kid. Two paper cups. She goes, "Now don't touch them. Nobody touch them. I'm going to pour. Mommy," you know, she asked the little boy and the little girls, "Mommy, would you like to pour the raspberry and I'll pour the grape?" And mommy said, "Oh, sure. So auntie went and poured the grape, and mommy poured the raspberry, and she said, "Okay, you guys all want to do it together?" And daddy said, "Well, what about me? I would like to try them both too." And auntie said, "Well, why don't we all do it?" So they all did. So little cups in front of mommy, daddy, and auntie. That was a lot of little cups. Boy, auntie was glad she had those cups, I'll tell you that. So they poured. So everybody, which one do you think they tried first? Which one would you try first? Well, they tried the raspberry. So everybody picked up their little cup of raspberry. 1, 2, 3, taste. We got both, all the little girls, mommy, daddy, auntie, okay, everybody liked the raspberry. So then they put their cups down, and then daddy said, okay, everybody ready for the grape? Everybody got their grape. 1, 2, 3, drink. They all drank the grape. Well, the little boy said, I don't like it. I don't like grape. The little girl said, you don't like it? And all the three little girls said, you don't like it? They all said it at the same time. He said, I don't like it. They said, we love it. Can you believe they all said it at the same time? And the mommies and the auntie and daddy laughed. That's funny. And the mommies and they all liked it. Everybody liked it, but the little boy didn't like it. So, okay, so he got raspberry. And then everybody else got a little bit of both. And they ate their lunch. Pretty soon, lunch was over. They cleaned up all the cups and the juices. And they hear, yip, 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 yip. Oh, come on, it's the puppies, it's the puppies, it's the puppies. And Auntie says, well, it's time for the puppies to go outside. You guys want to go outside with the puppies and throw little toys and stuff? Oh, they did. Auntie had the cutest backyard. It had grass and a little hill in it that you could kind of roll down if you wanted to. And she did have some swings. That was really fun. And the little girl said, oh, I can't wait to get on those swings. But everybody has to be careful. But we'll try it. So anyway, here go the puppies running out the door. Pop, pop, pop. One of them falls and rolls over. And the other puppy hits him. Boom, he falls. Oh, no. Puppies are rolling all over the place. That's okay. Mommy nudges them up. And they get to running. Dick, dick, dick. Their little tails are wagging, wag, wag. They start smelling in the grass. Mm-mm-mm-mm. So here come the little boy and the three cousins and the little girl and the daddy. Mommy and Auntie stayed in the house, and they were talking and making some coffee. So Daddy says, well, I sure do like these puppies. Now, we have to decide which one to take home for Johnny. And the three little girls looked up. You're taking our puppy? And the daddy looked at the three little girls, and he looked at the little boy and the little girl who looked at Daddy like that. Come on, Daddy, you said we're getting a puppy. And the little girls and Daddy said, well, now, I know your mommy has told you that some of the puppies are going to go live at other homes. You guys can't have too many dogs. So we just get to play with the puppies for a little while, take pictures, take videos of us playing with them so we can look back. And that way they have fun homes and other people can have dogs. And you still get to keep your mommy. Okay, that's right. And one little cousin said to the other one, remember mommy told us? I know, the littlest cousin, I know. I just love them so much. I hope they don't take the runt. I love her the best. I know you do. So anyway, the daddy says, well, let's just see. Let's see how they all play. Now, the one thing that we know is Johnny wants a boy. He wants a boy puppy. So we're not going to take the runt. So let's look at the three boys. Okay, so they looked at the three boy puppies. One puppy was very, very playful. He just kept playing and playing. He was even chewing on his mommy's leg. And the little boy laid down, and that puppy, that one puppy, and they could tell because he had a little darker spot on his eye. And he was a little bit the biggest, too. He just ran over onto the little boy and just, I don't know why, they always go for the ear. Just chewed on the little boy's ear and licked it. Oh, the little boy, oh, it's so cute. He played with the puppy and got a little rope, and the puppy bit, and the little boy pulled. Oh, that one was really playful. Well, that one seemed pretty good. He seemed pretty good. Well, pretty soon here comes the other two. So they watched how the other two played, and they were kind of the same. In fact, they loved them. They didn't know how they were going to pick which one was the best, or which one would be the best for Johnny. So they had so much fun playing with those little puppies and the mommies, and everybody had little ropes and rrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrrr everybody wanted some lemonade. So they let the puppies alone for a while, and they went on in and had some lemonade. And it was really good. And Daddy told him, I don't know which one to pick of the three boy puppies. And the mommy said, well, Maybe we'll let the puppy pick us. Daddy said, pick us? And the little boy said, pick us? How could the puppy pick us, Mommy? She goes, well, after their nap, because puppies have to sleep a lot because they grow when they sleep and, you know, they're out there running and playing. After their next nap, we'll see which puppy comes to you, little boy, the most. Because Johnny's a boy, and we'll just see who you get along with the best. And maybe that'll help us decide. And see which puppy likes you the best. Okay? Oh, said the little boy, Mommy, you're so smart. That's a good idea. So anyway, they watched some cartoons while they waited. That little boy loves superheroes. Manta Ray and he liked Ben 10. He does. He loved Ben 10. Anyway, I like it too, I have to admit. The little girl just had to put up with it. But so it was time here. Pretty soon they hear, roof, 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 roof. Oh, they're up, they're up, they're up. So they went over to where they're keeping them on the back porch where the mommy and, because the puppies go poop and sometimes, yeah, we can't have it in the house. It has to be contained. So over on the papers and all that. So they go back there. Oh, there they are. They're drinking off their mommy and they're starting to wake up. So they just start to play with them and the mommy and the auntie and the daddy go and talk. And then it's the three little cousins and the little boy and the little girl. And they're all alone with the puppies. So each one of them could hold a puppy because we had six, except one puppy. One puppy was left over. So they were all holding the puppies and the biggest cousin says, okay, everybody, let's trade puppies. So everybody took a puppy and passed it over to the next person. The little boy was sitting by the little girl, so he passed his puppy over. And the youngest cousin was sitting by the little boy. She passed hers, and everybody passed, and everybody got a new puppy. They played. And that puppy didn't really like the little boy. He ran away from the little boy right away. He liked him, but he wanted to go over and play with the little cousin. Because, well, they knew the little cousin, you know. So they played and passed around the puppies and talked about the puppies. And the oldest little cousin said, I'll tell you what, this little boy right here, I really like. I think he's a strong one and he's in charge of the other puppies. And what do you mean in charge? Well, you know, like mommy and daddy are the boss and my mom, your auntie, is the boss. He's kind of like the boss of these puppies. Really? Said the little boy. How do you know that? Well, I've been watching him, she said. And the other little girl said, uh-huh, this one's always the one they're following. Oh, said the little boy. And he looked over at the little girl, and the little girl looked up at him. I think we found our puppy. That's going to be a good puppy for Johnny. So they said, okay. They ran in the house. Mommy, mommy, daddy, daddy, auntie, auntie. We picked the puppy. Mommy said, what do you mean you picked the puppy? Well, Mommy, said the little boy, Daddy thought that we'll see which one plays with me the most. And this one does. And then we found out he's kind of, you know, in charge of all the other puppies. The puppies follow him around all the time. And what do you think of that? Just like Catboy on PJ Masks. He's in charge and we think he is. And the little girl said, that's what they told us, Mommy. And Mommy looked at the three cousins. And they shook their heads. They go, uh-huh, this one here, he's a roughy, toughy, bossy one. Said Mommy. So Mommy thought about it for a minute, and she decided to call Johnny. She said, Johnny, everybody was there in the room, the auntie, daddy, mommy, and the three cousins, and the little boy and the little girl. Johnny, we have three, as you know, she says to Johnny, Mommy does. One of them is bigger and seems to be the leader of the pack. That's what they call it, kind of the leader of the pack. And so he'll probably be headstrong and be very, that means he'll you know, want to do things his way, which we all do. I like doing things my way, don't you? I don't want to be told no. I want to do what I want. Well, he's kind of that way, so you may have to train him. Or would you like a little softer personality? Somebody who, you know, a doggy that you know, follows instead of leads. Okay, I would like the leader, said Johnny. Okay, thank you, Johnny. Mama hung up the phone and they picked their puppy. They were so relieved. Okay, we got our puppy, so it was time for dinner, and they had a nice dinner together and watched a really fun movie that everybody liked. Even the mommy and the aunties were laughing, and the little girls. And so the little boy slept in with his daddy and mommy in auntie's spare bedroom, and the little girl got to sleep in the bedroom with the three little cousins. And it was so fun. They all got in their jammies, and the little boy said, they get to go in there and I have to go in bed with you guys. And mommy says, well, I'll tell you what, I'll tell you guys all a story and then we can all go to bed. And the auntie said, nope, we don't have time for stories. Everybody's been up very late now. We need to go to bed. So I don't want to hear giggling. I want everybody to please just close your eyes and go to bed. Okay, no stories. Oh, man, the little boy really wanted, he loved his mommy's stories. Okay, so the little girls, well, they wanted to hear the stories too. But at least they had each other. So the little girls all got in the little beds, and they'd made a cute little bed on the floor for the little girl that's visiting with lots of blankets and pillows. It was very puffy and sweet. They sprayed some nice smelling perfume. Woo, it smelled so good. The little girl felt so special when she got to lay down. And the little boy got in bed with his mommy and daddy. He said, I really want a story. And the mommy said, well, we have to do what auntie, this is auntie's house, and we're going to follow the rules in auntie's house. So let's go to sleep. So the little boy lay down, and he thought about those puppies. He thought how they felt running over his face and his tummy and picking him up, and they would lick him and chew on him. Oh, he thought about what it was going to be like driving home tomorrow with a puppy. He didn't really want to give it to Johnny. He wanted to keep the puppy. He said, Mommy, I want to keep the puppy. She said, I know, baby. But let's look at what we do have. Maybe we don't have a puppy, but we do have a puppy down the street that we can go visit. Okay, Mommy. And the little boy closed his eyes and fell asleep. And that's the end of the story. I hope you enjoyed today's story about the little boy and the little girl. There'll be plenty more adventures to come.